Following his resignation from Fastjet today, former head of Mango Nico Bezuidenhout will be back in the pilot seat of the low-cost airline by October. The SAA board has lauded his comeback, saying that the appointment will advance the group's overall turnaround strategy. He joins us on the line to discuss the rationale behind returning to Mango when the turbulence at SAA is still not settled. Nico, thank you so much for your time this evening. And I suppose the first question is, what motivated this move to go back to Mango?
Evening, Mr. Fisher. Thank you very much. I think that one of the main reasons for me going back to Mango, I was the founding CEO of this company 13 years ago, and it's a company that remains close to my heart. I believe that the additional experience that I've gained over the last couple of years in Africa and countries like Zimbabwe and Mozambique, Tanzania, and so on, puts me in a good position to add further value to the business and to help Mango grow into its next phase.
All right, so let's talk about that tenure at Fastjet. I mean, some of the lessons learned being the CEO of the company, some of the trends you've picked up when it comes to, I suppose, the airline industry on the continent.
I think that I've learned a couple of things. One, obviously, with Fastjet being a holding company listed on the London Stock Exchange, has given me good exposure to capital raising in the public capital markets. From an African aviation standpoint, operating in Africa is tough. The geographies differ very much one from another. Although the countries are all on the same continent, the consumer behavior and requirements are very different. Regulators are very different. So it's been a tough learning curve for me, but I'm happy for it.
All right. So it's quite interesting. You mentioned, of course, you were the founding CEO of Mango almost 13 years ago. I mean, since then, what would you say has made Mango be the standout airline that it is, and continuing to grow numbers, continuing to attract customers?
Well, Mango is from the very outset focused on innovation, affordability, safety and reliability, guest service excellence. So those key underlying brand tenets are aspects that I believe remain as valid today as they were 13 years ago. To the same extent, though, like any other living organism, if the business doesn't continue to evolve, continue to adapt, it will eventually die. So for me, it's a challenge to make sure that we retain what set Mango apart originally, and apart from that, to continue to evolve and adopt and adjust to changing market circumstances.
What's your assessment of the state of the South African aviation industry and perhaps even the low-cost carrier side of things?
Generally speaking, the African aviation context has been a tough one. Last year, I think carriers around the continent generated losses in order of $400 million. In the South African context, more than 50% of short-haul seat capacity is controlled by low-cost carriers. It has continuously brought down the price points, obviously to the benefit of the consumer and to the benefit of the broader economy. The market over the last 15 years in South Africa has continued to be, to an extent, overtraded. And I think that situation is potentially still true. So it remains tough. I think that margin pressures will remain. The current incumbent competitors in the market are well-established and they're reliable, good airlines. So it's a tough competition. And at the end of the day, if we can do this in a sustainable manner across all our airlines, private and state-owned, I think that the consumer and the economy can only benefit.
Speaking on, your experience in the airline industry, the barriers to entry for perhaps even new participants, are they still quite high, or has the competition made things a lot easier for new participants to come in?
Generally, on the African continent, we do not suffer for choice in terms of airlines. Out of 54 countries, there's somewhere in the order of 200 active airlines. So in my opinion, it can do with some consolidation. The barriers to entry has progressively been reduced over the years. There's plenty of aircraft capacity available, whether in an owned format or in a leased format. From a regulatory standpoint, you can get airline operating certificates somewhere between 6 and 18 months in any given country. The market is meant to start liberalizing where the regulations that prohibits foreign competition is slowly being relaxed. So the market, the barriers to entry is definitely reducing.
Late last year, we had the acting CEO of Mango, Marilise Labuschagne, speak about their five-year corporate plan and talking about how they will continue rolling it out and maybe it will help take Mango to the next level. Do you foresee it being easy or challenging to continue someone else's corporate plan, or will you look at perhaps ensuring some changes within that?
I think that I'm in a fortuitous position in the sense that the Mango that exists today, there has not been a permanent CEO subsequent to my exit out of that business. The individuals at Mango has worked with me for many years. So I think it will be a collaborative approach. I in no way intend coming into Mango to just unilaterally enforce my opinion or view. I will be consulting and taking advice and guidance. Mango has always been a company that's built on a kind of a family culture and input and commitment from all employees and all levels of management, and I intend to retain definitely that aspect of the business.
Nico, let's leave it there. Thank you so much for your time. That's Nico Poseidon-Holt, who is the outgoing CEO of Fastjet.